Welcome to episode 306 of The Lab. I'm Brad Barton.
I'm Phil Barton.
This is one in our continuing series on space and space travel. If you'd like to catch the other episodes, you can find them by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. Thelabwithbrad.com.
That's your website. Yep.
Yeah. Well, sorry, I just wanted to do that one more time.
Oh, I stomped all over it.
Yeah. I won't even keep this bit. Skylab.
Yay.
Went to space on purpose. Mm-hmm. This all happened like I was alive, but just barely.
Okay.
Like the first crew mission was in May of 1973.
Oh.
The last one left in February of 1974.
But I still get excited about stuff, you know, even though I was one or two, I was alive.
Yeah, well, actually, you weren't yet.
Well,
I
no,
was.
Not me. Yeah.
This program, the whole program, the idea was to take all that leftover Apollo hardware and use it to make a space station.
Oh, that makes sense. So, yeah. What do we got kicking around?
Yeah, the big part of the body of the workshop.
Yeah,
where they slept and ate and exercised and did some experiments and all. Mm-hmm. That was a modified third stage of a Saturn V.
Oh.
Last time we used a Saturn V, too, was to launch the Skylab.
Okay.
Including everything that's on it, it was about 170,000 pounds. It's pretty much the largest single piece we've ever lifted.
Good for us. We did it early.
And then, you know, the people come in. First mission lasted about 28 days.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I left off some stuff. Couple other things. They had an airlock.
Oh,
so
important.
They could, yeah, very important. They had a docking module, also useful, and their telescope mount.
Oh, neat.
There's a few things they're looking at. They're looking at the long-term effects of zero G and so forth on humans.
Okay.
Because we'd never had people up there that long.
Right.
They're staring at the Earth, and they're staring at the sun.
Oh, whoa. there was a filter, I hope.
All sorts of things. I mean, to look at the sun, it has been done since antiquity, right? Mm-hmm. Galileo did it. He put up his little lenses, and then instead of looking directly through the lenses, you shine it on a card or something.
Yeah.
And then look at that image. Mm-hmm. And then you don't go blind. Yeah. Oh, big fat thing. First crew got up there, 28 days. They had some things to take care of, like, you know, the sunshade they had to put up and fix the solar panel.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But despite all that, they still got more done than was originally planned.
So, what, do they take a vacation?
No, they pretty much just keep working till they're done and then come back down. They just happen to get more done in all of these experimental areas.
Huh.
Number two went up for 59 days.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Again, they got more done than was originally scheduled.
Who's crunching the numbers, guys?
Number three, they got the go-ahead to go from 56 to 84 days in space, assuming that their body seemed to be able to take it.
Okay.
And this is where the problem started.
Oh, no.
They were so used to the astronauts doing so well that they decided to just schedule these guys to death.
Oh, no.
They decided they're going to need some extra tests to see how their bodies are going to do if they're out there that long.
Right.
But they didn't have time to train the astronauts in these tests. Mm. So they're up there, and now they got to do training on site. Ooh. That's eating up some time.
Mm-hmm.
The recommended exercise period was increased by 50%.
Oh.
That's taking up some time.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a brand new treadmill they put on there that they all of a sudden have to use. And there was a comet that got discovered and a whole bunch of let's look at that experiments shoved on there.
Oh, goodness.
And the upshot of this is that the other two crews had some downtime when they first got to the station just to get used to being in a space station.
Okay.
And at zero G.
Yeah.
They didn't give that to the third crew.
Poor guys.
And they kept piling it on. And about halfway through the mission, there was a bit of a conference.
Who is it? Houston? Is it Houston at this point?
Yeah, I think that's who was doing the ground control. And they talked back and forth and they worked out the schedule of things. The astronauts weren't asking much.
Mm.
They're like, specifically, that day off every 10 days, we absolutely need that.
Yeah, yeah.
Please do not schedule tasks excessively before, during, or just after sleep periods.
Right?
And we need some time to tear down the one experiment and set up the next one. A little time between experiments. And once all of those were implemented, their productivity actually shot up through the roof and they got more done than was originally expected.
Yeah. Because you feel better if you're, you know, ahead of schedule, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The thing is, I read a book when I was a kid that said there was a strike. That they got so pissed off at ground control that they took a day and just sat there.
Okay.
According to an article on NASA, and there's a link to it on thelabwithbrad.com, no, that never happened.
It's a good story, though. I thought that's what you were going to say.
No, well, maybe NASA's covering something up, or maybe the guy who went and looked at the question doesn't actually know one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
But they say, no, that never happened.
Astronauts are professionals, like the height of professional, right?
Okay, so what gets me is I read this book, and I enjoyed this book. It had all sorts of interesting little details about life on the space station.
Mm-hmm.
But according to this article from NASA, the guy who wrote the book never actually interviewed any of the astronauts who were on the Skylab. Or anybody working ground control for any of the missions.
Well, he just pulled out of the air?
I don't know.
Been following the news. This will make a great book.
You've heard me whine about different sources saying different things before, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, see, here it is again. Whine, complain. Okay, I'm done. The last thing the third crew did, they climbed back into their capsule.
Okay.
Which is attached to the docking module. It was just a good old CSM from Apollo.
Oh,
it was always left it attached to the docking module.
Mm-hmm.
And they climb back in there and they do a burn to get Skylab up to a higher orbit in hopes of using it again.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they went home. And while they were home and while Skylab was still floating up there, there was this joint mission between the United States and the Soviet Union, which we talked about on Monday. When I was a kid, I saw an old movie.
Oh, well, imagine that.
In this movie, there were astronauts in space
And
doing their thing, and there was happy music going on while they're in orbit, and one guy lets go of a tool for a moment and fiddles with something on his wrist.
Uh-huh.
And then you hear over the radio, hey, Bill, and he reaches up and grabs it again.
Yeah, yeah.
Later in the movie, Mission Control is down there, and they're very concerned, and they showed that scene in particular.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid going, what the hey, man? Just a little, wah. But it turned out to be something wrong with their environmental system.
Mm-hmm.
They were slowly going crazy and eventually going to die.
Okay.
In this movie, the Soviet Union sent up a capsule as an attempt to assist and or rescue the American astronauts in trouble.
Oh, because they're going nuts.
Yes.
Okay.
And I have to apologize to anyone listening for the horrible whine that's coming in and out.
Amazing.
Hopefully I could just delete this apology because I magically fix it, but we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
In that movie, it turned out they had to send an American up to do the actual, whatever.
Yeah.
I found out later,
mm-hmm.
as sort of a coda or epilogue to the Apollo program, there's one more mission. We didn't even officially name it. We called it Apollo Soyuz.
Okay.
This was a joint mission with the USSR. And it came out close enough to the movie that one of the cosmonauts being interviewed said, I want to be movie star.
You make this film. Well, why not do us? I don't know what accent that was.
I'm not sure. I think I was more Bulgarian than...
I believed it. Why not?
Soviet.
Linguists, we are not.
No. Which is why we should stop putting on these goofy accents. But it's just never going to stop is the thing. Soviet Union and the United States were at each other's throats off and on all through the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
But they started agreeing that maybe we should work together with space as early as 1962.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, then the Cuban Missile Crisis happened right after that, so that didn't take. But this was in 1975,
okay.
A couple of years after the Apollo program had stopped.
Mm-hmm.
They had a surplus Saturn 1B to launch the thing. It's like the Saturn V was the big daddy rocket.
Mm.
This was the little daddy rocket. It's still a huge rocket, but not big enough to carry all the stuff you need to go to the moon.
Yeah.
But all this was happening in orbit. They had to specially design a docking collar because the Soviets were using a oxygen-nitrogen mix at about 14 pounds per square inch, pretty much a sea level atmosphere.
Oh, neat.
While the Americans were using a pure O2 atmosphere at only 5 pounds per square inch.
Okay.
So there definitely has to be sort of an airlock, because if you open both ends at once, well, everybody in the Soyuz will get pushed into the American capsule all at once.
This is the fun part.
I'm movie star! Oh, man. But it wasn't all just a... they made a big deal when they opened the hatches and they're in the little docking thingy and they reach across and do the handshake.
Yeah, yeah.
Made a big deal of that. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you, right?
Yeah, historic moment.
But they did actually do some science.
Oh.
And this is all in aid of later missions working together.
Mm-hmm.
The Americans didn't send up another human until 1981-ish, when the space shuttle program started.
Ah.
So a good 6 years. And then there was the shuttle mirror program.
Okay.
Where the space shuttle was docking to the mirror space station,
mm-hmm.
and some United States astronauts would hang out with the cosmonauts.
Oh, neat.
All in good times. But this all started with this mission.
Mm-hmm.
We called it Apollo Soyuz. They called it Soyuz Apollo. And at the same time, we're all being friendly up in orbit. All of the local press teams were bad mouthing the other guy's technology.
Look at this crap. We had to specially make a collar and crap. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. The one guy was from Oklahoma.
Okay.
I have no idea what that accent sounds like. But apparently it was so heavy that they made a joke about having to learn Russian, English, and Oklahomian.
You talk to anybody from down south Georgia,
mm-hmm.
With that accent.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. And they got up there, and it's traditional for the cosmonauts to take a shot of vodka once they have safely reached orbit and so forth.
Oh.
So they're going to do this. And they are passing around these flasks labeled vodka.
Mm-hmm.
The Americans are joining in. And it turns out some asshole at NASA, I may have to edit that slightly. Some jerk at NASA had labeled flasks of tea as vodka.
Oh.
It's my understanding that everyone up there was disappointed.
No kidding. I mean, wow. Okay, if you're a Russian and you've got this tradition, would you rely on NASA to give you the goods?
Well, this was the toast they're supposed to take together. Who knows what happened at night when they went back to their own capsule and shut the door?
Let's do this the right way. Another accent you can't pin.
Anyway, they spent about 19 hours docked together in total.
Mm-hmm.
After they did a bunch of things. I mean, American went on to the Soyuz, cosmonauts went on to the Apollo capsule,
mm-hmm.
and there were various jokes and japes that went on, but they finally undock, and one of the things they did on purpose was to use the Apollo capsule to make an artificial eclipse.
Oh, okay.
So that the Soyuz could take a picture of the corona.
Oh,
of the sun. Yeah.
Why wait for the moon?
It was the first time this was done.
Mm-hmm.
It's been done several times since then, usually without humans involved. It's just various solar observation things.
Mm.
Anyway, they redock for some reason. I'm not sure what they did. And eventually they separate. The Soyuz stayed up for another day or so.
Okay.
The Americans stayed up for another 3 days. Because, as long as we're up here, we might as well do some more science.
Can you do this one?
You guys have done the thing with the floating ball of water, right?
Floating ball of water? What?
Anyway, yeah, handshake in space. So what happened to Skylab? What's the end of the story?
It burnt up in the atmosphere. I'm just guessing.
But. Well, would that it were that simple? Most of it did.
Oh, crap. Farmer Joe's like, what the hell is that?
Okay. There were a couple of problems.
Mm.
The space shuttle program development got slowed down. There were delays. Government program behind schedule and overcost,
Yeah.
The other problem is that there was more solar activity than expected.
Oh.
And when that happens, the atmosphere expands.
Okay.
And mind you, to you or me or your pet budgie, this is still hard vacuum. You step out in that and you die,
mm-hmm.
but there's this tenuous increased amount of gas
mm-hmm.
that the poor Skylab is dragging itself through.
Oh, no. Okay.
So, yeah, so it's coming down in 1979.
Ah, hey! I was born!
There's nothing attached to it that will fix its orbit. In fact, there's nothing attached to it that will even control its burn.
Oh, no.
NASA had to do this crash program, and eventually they thought, well, let's put it into a slow tumble. They were hoping it would break up over Africa and all the pieces would land in the Indian Ocean.
Oh, okay.
So it broke up over the Indian Ocean.
Oh, okay.
Some of the pieces landed in it, and some landed in Australia.
Oh, goodness. What is with Australia? They get hit by everything.
And it did actually land in a sort of rural, sparsely populated area. And you bet, Farmer Joe, there are pieces of it in various local museums.
The day the sky fell.
Chicken Little was right! Anyway, even though the Skylab fell to pieces,
mm-hmm.
that space shuttle they wanted to use to meet it,
mm-hmm.
that did get off the ground.
Oh, hey, okay.
But we're going to talk about that next time. See you then.
Bye.